News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Super duper glad to see you on the radio. I'm not going to post it on social media, but I love Rob Center. He takes fabulous care of us, and he's just a good guy, and so we really appreciate his help and hard work. So I'm not doing that just because it's Be Kind Week either. It's not part of the kindness campaign. It's just the way I feel. So welcome aboard, everybody. This is WKOK Sunrise. As part of our kindness campaign participation, we're going to talk to Kelly Filer, who's the director of the Regional Engagement Center, and you got your Be Kind signs up out front outside the rec. You're wearing one, and not a sign, but a button.
I got my sticker on. We have our Be Kind swag distributed out to all of our teen leaders. We've got it going on.
And you're wearing the Be Kind clothing?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
And you have Be Kind signs out front?
We have Be Kind signs in our yard. We had a banner that was given to us by the United Way. I told them what a worthwhile investment all this stuff was. So it's a cloth banner that we probably have now, like 100 signatures on it in a matter of 3 days.
No, oh, wow.
Because it's a matter of the kids signing it. And I even convinced my senior exercise class and all of those kind of people to pledge to be kind, too.
And have people be changing their behavior?
You know, even if it's a little tiny bit, or we plant the seed, I'll take it. I will take it.
Well, and I think it's an opportunity for you to just think about, you know, what you're doing or what you're saying or what you're posting on social media. I mean, that kind of thing. I've noticed that even the worst curmudgeons on our WKOK Facebook comment page don't seem to have anything nasty to say about this.
Hard to criticize kindness.
They're speechless
yes,
for the first time
I
ever.
Like it.
All right, so activities. You had a concert. You didn't have a ton of kids there, but you had Billy Kelly, and that went over
Can
well.
Can I say that? You know, when people ask about it, I was so excited, and I am still. This is like the highlight of my month, I have to say, that Billy Kelly was coming to the rec. Ooh, it was so exciting. I've known about him forever. He's just a, you know, a local famous guy, and he shows up. He is the kindest guy in the world, and, you know, the place is packed, and he's looking at all these kids, and he's immediately thinking to himself, okay, how do I adjust from, okay, songs that are like, the animal goes, you know, like little kids songs too. He's starting to think about, okay, teen songs and older kids songs and what would be appropriate. And I said, you know what, let's just wait and see how this goes. And boom, 6 o'clock comes when the concert's supposed to start. All those kids out the door, and all of a sudden we've got an empty house.
Oh, they go home to eat.
Well, they just, you know, that's, they're used to 6 o'clock being the time that we close. And even though, you know, they knew that this concert was coming, you know, they had their places that they needed to go. Parents pick them up, they walk home. But we had two little boys that stayed, and he was willing to stay and ended up staying for about an hour and a half with Gabe and Levi. And these are my two boys that every other week are getting strikes for one thing or the other. They're in fifth grade. They are so stinking cute and ruffians, and he had them playing guitar, singing Beatles songs, singing songs from Coco. They were teaching him rap songs, so they're asking this acoustic guitar guy, do you know this song? You know,
that was Monday night?
This was just Tuesday night. Tuesday night. So Carol Hanlon and two representatives of PFLAG that I had there, you know, to talk to families, sat there with tears in our eyes watching Billy Kelly give these two boys a gift of a lifetime. And one of them went home with a busted up pretty much guitar, you know, from the wreck, and said his grandmother told him that if he gets on the honor roll, he'll get himself his new guitar.
Oh, get that rebuilt.
So talk about
that'll
seed.
Be great. Well, see, it could be a life-changing sort of pivot moment.
See, you know what? And we were, he's like, oh, I'm sorry that, you know, we didn't have more people. I'm like, you don't know the impact that this just had. You know, as the one little boy's grandmother was there singing along to the Beatles song, she had tears in her eyes and said, he doesn't get this. He does not get this from any other situation or any other place in his life.
You mean this Done. Boy doesn't receive this from anyone else,
yeah,
is what
yeah.
you're saying?
Okay. Yeah, this little boy doesn't have a male role model in his life who sits down, looks at him, says, what you're doing is great.
Maybe a little silly, talented.
Perfectly silly with this silly kid. Left with inspiration.
Yeah,
I'm dying. That was the highlight. And God bless Billy Kelly. You can go check out our Facebook and Instagram pages of pictures of it. It's the best. That was the epitome of kindness.
Well, I hear that from other schools and organizations. Sometimes the boys in the school don't get a male mentor in front of them that not only is serious and hardworking, they certainly could have that, but somebody who's a little silly or artistic or musical or whatever it happens to be.
Exactly. A father, I didn't even know he was a father, actually, but he's got two daughters, but he just knew how to, you know, get right in there with those kids. He let them pick the songs. He told me to back off, let Levi pick a song, you know, because I got the gift of gab.
All right, so that was Tuesday. Now, you have an auction coming up. How's this relate to the kindness campaign?
We had an auction last night.
Oh, last night.
And
okay.
So I got to post those pictures. Community Action Agency gifted us a box of about, you know, more than 20 gifts, and I ended up with a gift card that we ended up sent out and bought more things with. The kids started getting little tickets for all of their acts of kindness, starting at the beginning of February, and we auctioned them off last night, and there was, you'd have thought we were giving away, you know, priceless gems, and they were excited with rubber duckies and little footballs and bracelets that say be kind.
Well, they had earned them and then bid
Absolutely.
On them, right?
Yep.
Okay, so they had to do that. So that was the kindness auction last night. Any other kindness activities coming up?
We have Cooking with Kindness, the T-Biz. Chris Kalsick, our cafe supervisor, and all of the kids that work in the cafe have been doing some amazing cooking and sharing that with everybody else that comes to the rec. Last Friday, they made the most amazing homemade guacamole and salsa, and it was to die for. And then tomorrow we are doing buffalo chicken dip and then all sorts of Valentine treats and things like that. So the kids not only, you know, pick what they make, they prepare them, they serve it to each other, they clean it up, and then they take the recipe home and they get to boast about everything that they've done.
All right. Now, you have a teen smoking vaping discussion coming up, not necessarily related to kindness.
Well, it's about the heart. We care about the heart, you know, body, mind, and soul. And so we are, that is going to be our first teen night of the new year, and that is going to be next Friday, the 21st, and that starts pretty much right after we close at 6. Then the teens get to stay from 6:30 to 9:30. The teen leaders are preparing all sorts of displays and things like that related to vaping and things like that. So our Steph Wardinger, our Teen Leadership Club facilitator, is, you know, really pleased with the ideas that they've had about how to and what might make an impact on each other about anti-smoking and cessation kinds of things.
Right, and you want them to not take up vaping, these teens?
Exactly, exactly. You know, we don't, you know, hide anything. We've had our instances where kids have vaped on our grounds or vaped inside the rec, and we just are like, absolutely not. Bring it right up and, you know, talk about it in front of everybody, and they know you are boom out. And the fact that those kids then sort of stand on the periphery and have to wait a week until they can come back in, there's an impact.
If somebody doesn't know what the rec is, what is the Regional Engagement Center in Sealands Grove?
We are multi-generational community center, but primarily focused on positive youth development. So our free drop-in program every day after school houses our main programs of the Teen Leadership Club, mentoring, the Teen Business Leadership Club, and then our summer camp has Teamology, a curriculum that is all based on anti-bullying and career development focus from Penn State, which is really cool.
All right, so, and it's a facility full of fun places, basketball hoops, this side.
We've got food. We've got computers. We've got an Xbox. We've got a puzzle club. We've got American Sign Language. We've got an anime club, which I'm not quite sure what it is, but it sounds cool and the kids love it.
I know what it is because hip people You've have
heard
talked
of it?
To me.
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
It's but animation. Japanese animation.
Yes.
But you can do all kinds of really crazy things. And kids just pick it up like a language. It's just something else.
The Mediation Center is doing a lot of stuff with us, too. Ann Coyne and a woman, Erin McCabe, from the Enactus Club at Susquehanna. Ann Coyne is the Mediation Center's AmeriCorps Vista. They do an empowerment club, which is super popular. The kids just love it. Once a week, where they talk about all kinds of, you know, conflict resolution and just, you know, empowering skills to, you know, be your best.
trying to help kids out, give them a little bit broader toolbox when it comes to this.
We don't want to be, you know, focused on the negatives. We want to be all about, you know, positive behavior reinforcement. And so giving them as many exactly tools for your toolbox.
501c3 nonprofit organization.
Absolutely.
United Way Agency.
Yes, we are indeed.
Do you ever do a fundraiser? I know I get some things in the mail here.
We do. This is the first year where I'm very excited. Our fundraising committee and our marketing committee are really working together so that we actually have a plan for the year. So coming up this year, we're going to have auctions. We're going to have a coach bingo at the end of the year. We're going to be doing something on the river. I'm pushing for a Santa Dash and Splash at the end of the year. So I love the polar bear dip idea.
You'd have you been in the river when it's cold?
No, but maybe that's why I think it's a good idea.
Okay. Well, and at Seals Grove, it's not too deep. You know, it's not like Lewisburg.
You could do it in and out really quick. We've got the boat launch down there. We got to take advantage of our river community.
All right. Well, yeah, in December, there's not a crowd down there,
so you should be. Exactly.
Shouldn't have too much dilemma. All right. Well, an additional comment, include the contact information, SealandsGroveRec.org.
.org and .com. My email is kelly@SealandsGroveRec.com. My coworker, Javier Videla, who is in charge of the mentoring program and volunteer recruitment, is Videla, V-I-D-E-L-A, @SealandsGroveRec.com. We encourage you to, you know, check out the website. We're in the process of just keeping that as up to date as possible. Come to the facility, 429 8th Street, and just take a peek and see what we're doing. I bet you'll feel as inspired as I am.
Well, and I think it's just you're doing a super job, and it's turned out, as I think maybe folks anticipate, a real magnet for kids to go there and get upbeat information and help and mentoring and fun.
I love it. I am amazed. Even on the worst days, I am still like, wow, I am so glad that we are here with, like, seriously 80 kids every day. We fill each little room and nook and cranny in that building. Thank goodness for our security cameras.
So you can see where the kids are.
Exactly.
What they're up to. Okay.
And for the donations from the community that keep us afloat.
All right. Well, yes. So, SealandsGroveRec.org. Kelly Feiler, Director of the Regional Engagement Center in Sealands Grove. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark.